Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sacred Embers, Angel Answers. This is Jan Drake Bakke, and today is November 16th, 2022. It's Wild Wednesday, and we have a lineup tonight, definitely. And our show host is Liz Pfister and Catherine Peoples, Peg Jones, and myself, Jan Drake Bakke. DC Love and Mary Hernandez are off tonight, but we will miss them, and they will be back next week, hopefully, I'm sure. So I just want to share the bios of DC Love and Mary Hernandez, and then the other ladies will share theirs too, and I'll share mine, and then that's how we'll get started on this show tonight. So Mary Hernandez is an angel intuitive Reiki master, ordained minister, numerologist, tarot, and oracle card reader. To book a reading with Mary, visit www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, her in-spirit dog Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook and DC at DC Love. And I forgot to ask the ladies, how are you doing tonight? I'm sorry.
We're good, Jan.
Okay. Okay. So that's the bio. So I'm just going to pass it over to Liz, and we'll go around the table, and everybody will give. Share a little something, and they'll probably have messages or and their bio, etc. So, Liz?
All right. Well, I'm Liz Pfister. I am an intuitive and a spiritual guiding light, a guru, I say, of all things spiritual and metaphysical. I know a little bit about a lot of stuff. I own a holistic center in upstate New York where I hold classes and see clients privately, and I do meditation teaching, spiritual class teachings. I have authored my own card deck that I have, and I just love to work with people, getting them started on this road here. So I do see clients online as well as in person. And you can find me on Facebook at RiverMaven77. And every Tuesday night, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation for everyone. It is there. A couple years worth of meditations are on there. So anytime you need a little time out, a little grounding, I have that available for you. And hop on any Tuesday night and watch us, even if it's for a few minutes. So. One of my newest ventures is sound healing, which I know is something that Peg also shares in. And I started with the singing bowls, and I've got some tuning forks and have worked with those. And most recently, I've added to my collection, I made my own shaman's drum. So I brought that this evening to kind of get us grounded and centered. The ladies love when I bring a bowl or bells or forks or something. So I brought my drum. So just now take a nice big deep breath into our nose, pulling ourselves up nice and full and letting it out through your mouth. And take another deep breath in as you picture it vacuuming up all those particles and ickiness from the day. And as you release, blow all that gunk out, let it go. The day's over. It's time to relax, renew ourselves. And take one more deep breath in and bring your attention to your heart. How'd that feel, ladies?
Wonderful.
It was nice.
I feel better.
Definitely.
So,
love that.
All right. I think we're ready for this show, but we'll let Catherine introduce herself.
Oh, yes. So my name's Catherine. I was like, we're good. I'm intuitive empath, Reiki, energy practitioner, spiritual life coach, oracle card reader. I am a psychic. I'm still working, honestly, on my mediumship skills. But I tap into everything I feel like that's metaphysical, paranormal, all the clairs. So it's, you know, it's very interesting. But also, I want to announce that we are Mary Hernandez, who's been on this evening from Angel Answers, and I are hosting another show as well called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality that begins January 2023. So stay tuned for that. More information soon. And that's it. You can find me on the Sacred Embers page.
Thank you, Catherine. That show is exciting. I can't wait.
Me too. It's going to be.
I can't wait either.
I'm excited. All right.
Okay, so I'm Peg. Codis, and I'm an author of a book of daily angel messages, a message for each day of the year, and the name of the book is Voice Your Angels, the Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And I also am an energy healer with modalities, and also working on sound healing certificate. And I also light language, hypno-mindful. And I would read today's message. I think it's message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have for
it's
us today?
It's a little
today?
Hard to hear you, Peg. Is it just
can you
me?
Hear?
It might be my phone.
Today,
no, I think you're breaking up, Peg.
That each one of you is, that every milestone you reach is a miracle. Every vision you manifest is a miracle, too. A miracle because of your zest for life and your positive outlook. You are a miracle because of who you are and what you have been through in your life. Don't be afraid to be who you are. There is just you a lot of contribution. And you are a co-creator.
Cutting out. Well, I want to say, because I know, I'm sure everyone else missed this, Peg's book is called Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels Daily. With your angels, daily angelical whispers throughout the year. And it is available on Amazon. But I'm sure Peg will come back here in a moment. I don't think she dropped off.
It was so
off.
Deep.
Oh, she did. Oh, she did drop off.
Yeah.
All right. She'll be back on with the... She'll be
I
back
loved
in
what
just
she
a
was
second.
Saying. Yeah.
Here she is. Peg.
Oh,
good. Hi. Hi. Here. I can hear you guys. I'm not sure what I'm at my mother's, and the connection might be a little hairy, I think, but I'm not sure. So I can continue. I'll paraphrase because it's a little long tonight. Were you able to hear what I had said? Like, not sure.
Some of it.
You did not.
Not
Peg.
That much.
No. All right. Then I won't continue because I think it's the connection.
Darn, Peg. We wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you maybe take a photograph and send it to one of us in the chat? maybe that'll work.
That's a great idea.
But in the meantime, Dan, you didn't introduce yourself at the beginning of the show.
Okay. All right. I'll do it right now then. I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and I am a psychic medium, and I work over there at Sacred Embers Group there on Facebook. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and my website is www.wefindourway.com. The only thing that I would say about that is I do have my predictions there for this year in case you're interested, in case you like that kind of thing. I have them listed there. And I love doing poetry, so I write a lot of words, and I'm interested in working with musicians for making songs or doing any other kind of events. I have used my poems for different things. And I work with animal totems. That's one of the main things that I do, or share animal totems for people and past animals passed over. And we have psychic detective missing persons group here too, privately in the Sacred Embers group that we work with. So, yep, that's me. That's what I do.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love what
everybody,
you do, Dan.
Oh, thank you. Well, I love what you do, too. And I got to hear your whole show the other night on the bowls, and that was just terrific. So that was really good. And our team really is a special team. I always say this to whomever I'm talking to in our group about how special each one of you are. People listen. I mean, it's just amazing to hear the messages that come through here. The whole group is amazing. So are the other shows, Lynn Bleasdale's show and Tina and Shannon's show. So anyway, it's Sacred Embers.
Very good. We keep losing Jan, or Peg, I'm sorry. We keep losing Peg.
So can she come? Can she try again, or it's just her connection?
Oh,
or?
She is back. She is back. Okay.
Oh, good.
Hey.
Hello.
I don't know what's going on.
Hi, we're losing you.
I know. I think it's
just where you are.
It's where I am. So I'll see how it goes. I don't know.
Just sit still.
Yeah, I'm trying. I moved to another room, so maybe that will help. Oh, good. Okay.
You sound clearer now.
Okay, so that's good.
That might do it then.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, does anybody else want to share any messages before we start?
Well,
you want to try yours again, Peg? I think we have plenty of time to hear your message.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let's see. We just got to get back there again.
I was going to say, uh-oh, we made you move.
Okay, November 6th, I'll start again because probably didn't make sense the first time. November 16th, dear angels, what message do you have for us today? Today we want to speak about miracles. We want to say that each one of you is a miracle. Every song you reach is a miracle, and that every vision too. A miracle because of your zest for life and your positive outlook. You are a miracle because of who you are and what you have been through in your life. Don't be afraid to be who you are because there is just one of you. You make a lot of contributions to the world and people enjoy your uniqueness. You are a co-creator of your life with God and your angels. God got you.
God is for of divine timing, and she denies therefore when your manifestations and visions come to fruition. So appreciate the miracle that you are, and know that the angels are with you at all times. And then the journal exercises, what miracles have happened in your life lately? Think about it and journal about it. So you can find this book on Amazon. It's Kindle, and it's in book form. And I also have several books, more than I thought I had. So if anyone's interested, they can contact me through Facebook or through my email at tegjones3@gmail.com. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
That was just beautiful, Peg. I loved that. It was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peg. It
You're
was
welcome.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm glad we made you do it again.
Yeah. That was a great question, too. What miracles happen every day? Because it's really, you know, they do. They happen when we don't even realize it. But everything seems to be a miracle, right?
It is. Yep.
And how much we take for granted.
Yeah.
Because
the
lives that they did
realize it. You know, so I think sometimes just to survive in this world is a miracle.
There are days, yes.
I agree.
And that's what I'm going to say about that.
Well, that sounds good. Jan, you know poems this week, huh?
No, I have poems. No, I'm just, you know.
Oh, you do?
I'm ready.
Okay.
To do them. If you, are we ready? Yeah.
I think we're ready
okay.
to go.
I'm ready.
All right. So, okay. I hope it's not too many. I always end up doing so many.
It's never too many.
Okay. Well, this one is called, this reminds me a little bit of some of the words in here are in what you just said, not all of them, just a couple, Peg. So this is called Wild and Free Magical Sparkle.
Oh, cool.
Take the lighted path as we walk through our destiny. Allow for magical passages to permeate our vision while embracing the sparkles in our eyes. It's not where we were, it's where we are going. We are living miracles. We are wild and free. Let the magical sparkles carry me for my soul to shine and my heart to see. And this one's called, this is for my mom and dad and Bruce. My mom just had a birthday, and my dad died on her birthday. And so Bruce was my brother, and he passed away a year later after my mom. Some days are easier than another. They flow and go along one after the other until I miss my mother again. And the tears flood once more, and I just let it loose. And then I miss my brother, Bruce, again. And then I don't feel so bad until I miss my dad, again. And then I know we were two drifters after the same rainbow, singing high and low. And this one goes, with peace, touch a rainbow with our friends and loved ones. Let the colors shine on them with peace. Let the differences be less and the similarities increase. And this is called Peace for Us. Peace for us, our country, other countries. We protest views, their views, our views. We, you, me, us. We need to be in peace. Stop the violence. Can we be in peace? Don't we want peace for us? And this is called Peace Poem. We are colors. We are the horizon. We blend as a peace sign and rainbows form, rainbow forms. We shine and radiate heaven together. Let's go past the norms. We fly together and breathe the same air. Let's live as friends. Do we dare? I am you. You are me. We live on the earth. Let's have more peace, kindness, and less fear. And this is called Change Butterfly. We are the change. We are the hope. We are the peace. We are going to cope. And this one goes, this is called In Letting Go Illusion. More unity, less divide. The illusion of separation in which we hide. We can seek liberation in letting go. Bring peace to another, less static, more flow. run with ecstasy. Nature is our ally. Link together in her light. Let us be free and fly. And this is called love. We love love. Love is divine. Love is surreal. It defines our life. It completes our humanness. It is our true nature, now and after we die. And this is called gently kindness. We're almost done. Bridging, overlapping, gently blending, tolerance, kindness, and gently mending. A hope for the future and rest of the year. For you, for me, and all who are far and near. And this says, we cannot expect kindness from others, but we can give it. And this one says, if your heartbeat continues, your dreams are still awaiting. And this one says, stop worrying and allow yourself to be. Trust your guides and angels. They will help you get free. Ask God, ask the universe for its help. It wants you to heal now. Remember to think of your God in the day. It's there as much as you allow. And divine connection, tree of life, we are part of the divine circle of creation, connected to it, and it is part of us in our entire makeup. We are connected, celestial, innate material. We are the vast universe. We are the earth. We are a tiny drop of this brilliance in the tree of life. And the last one says, healing laughter, alleviating, invigorating, perpetuating love, inspiring, transpiring, acquiring from above, relieving, retrieving, achieving balance, surrendering, comprehending, remembering to dance, vulnerability, availability, possibility within, expression, confession, less aggression to begin. And that's that.
Wow.
There we go.
Beautiful.
Dan,
thank
I feel
you.
Like we always resonate on some level with your poems. Last night,
good.
I had a dream. And when you talk about the tree of life, I had a dream that I was like the big, thick trunk of the tree. And
wow.
And then I had a dream before about this tree, and you talked about butterflies too. And but in last night's dream, the tree trunk was me, and then all the like branches were just very thick branches on the tree, and it was just like a beautiful tree that I'd seen before. I just picture myself as like that trunk before, but
wow.
On this tree, like I said, everything was just so grounding and just so beautiful. And in a separate dream that I had, which seemed to be like a lucid dream, all these butterflies came out of this tree that were magical.
Ooh.
They were big, just so they were like out of a like a movie, you know, like a child's movie, but huge. And they were all over the place. And the first thing I thought of was, oh, my gosh, let me, you know, call my one son because, you know, he's all nature. So, but there was hundreds of these butterflies, and they were all, like, big and beautiful. And this tree had the leaves, like, you could have this huge Italian reunion underneath of it. It was that kind of a tree.
Oh, my God. That is so that is just remarkable. I mean, to even have a dream so vivid like that in general and about a tree and about butterflies, because butterflies are so magical.
Yeah.
You know, they're straight from heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And what did you say about your son? What did you say about your son?
Well, he's all with nature, so he's just very, he's a nature boy, and he's 25 now, but he's been like this since he's been very small, changed in that way. So, he's the first one that came to me, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, that's fun, you know, he has to see this, because it was such a, these butterflies were so magical, you know. Yes. And I also wanted to say, last week when we talked about the peacock, and my mom had made, that was a synchronistic thing. Remember you talked about the peacock? You asked me to put it on. Well, it's down the beach, so I haven't been down there I was looking for. And I was like,
okay.
I'm so sorry I brought that to me. So that's why I didn't put it up. But I just wanted to share that with
you. Thank you. It'll be fun to see it when you get a chance. So whenever, you know, whenever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. All of that. Gosh.
So cool how it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Peg got our leader.
What's that?
Am I our leader?
Yes.
I'm the switchboard. We lost Peg again. I didn't realize that.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hi, guys.
She's gone.
Hey.
No, I'm
here. Hi, Peg.
Hi.
I was like, who's sending a message? And I'm like, we dropped her again. I didn't see the pink box, I guess. I was listening to Catherine's story about the tree and the butterfly. I was like, wow, that sounds so magical.
Definitely.
It was.
All right. So you think we should take some calls?
Sure.
Yes.
Good. Okay. All right. We'll try to keep Peg on the line. All right. Here we go. Area code 757. You're live with Angel Answers. Could you have your first name?
Hello, good evening to all of you. My first name is Vernell, and it's spelled with a V, like in Virginia. Vernell.
Okay.
Hi, Vernell.
Hi, Vernell. Do you have a question for us?
Hi. I called the show before about my cat, and I'm going to quickly ask if y'all could send healing her way. I have a few curious questions. I don't know if y'all know the answer to. I don't know. It might seem kind of strange. Could y'all tell how high can y'all tell how high my vibration is? And is it forbidden to open your third eye?
Well, I think we'll say no, because that's what we're doing. That's what I'm going with, but we can certainly give you some more information surrounding that if you'd like for now.
Okay.
All right. Who would like to go first?
Do you want me to go?
Sure, Dan.
Okay. Hi, Vernell. It's Jan.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
And I remember your name. Hi. I think you have high energy, but I just have to tell you what I saw, though. You know, the first thing that I see while you're talking was I saw a passageway, a bunch of trees again here, and it was like a tunnel. It was a tunnel of trees,
mm-hmm.
And at the end of the tunnel of trees, there was light. And I was being taken through the tunnel of trees to the light. So if we were going to reference you, that could, you know, you can think of that however you want to think of it as far as what your energy level is. Like trees to me are very much high energy in general because they're green and they're part of the earth and they're living creatures on the earth, you know, of nature. And they're one of the most high energy things that you can have. You know what I mean? And but I'm seeing a tunnel and it goes into the light. So I'm you know, think of that however you want to think of that. That's pretty high energy as far as I'm concerned. And with the green. So the animal that came through was a turtle. And the turtle is resting on the limb of the tree. And so I'm just looking up turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what Oh, okay. As far as the third eye goes, yeah, that's what we do here. That is exactly what we're doing, is we open up the third eye. That's our protocol here. That's what happens when we do psychic, any kind of psychic work. The third eye opens up. And, of course, you know, with that, I could go into a whole long explanation. I don't want to, because the ladies have a lot for you also. But whenever I do prayers, I say prayers surrounding. I do like a chakra meditation first, and it goes with the third eye. I put light around every chakra of my body, starting from the base and goes up to the third eye and to the crown chakra, and I put light around it so that it's protected, because once you open up the third eye, you're going to be opening yourself up to dimensions, and so you want to be very, very careful. You know what I mean? And so I surround it with the white light. I also do the Lord's Prayer and put Jesus in there every time, because I want his protection in it, and surround it with angels, and I ask the angels to surround me. So that's how I do it. But, yeah, I think it's okay. I think that's what we're doing, you know. But anyway, the turtle says, you've been going much too fast for too long, so slow down and pace yourself, and this is the time to be more self-reliant and take time to nurture yourself. You need, you know, to observe your emotions and nurture yourself. It's the time of sensitivity to the earth's vibration. Spend some hours in solitude and where there's no noise. You know what I mean? It's also a creative time, too, the turtle reminds us. The turtle also reminds us that you're an old soul with a strong sense of connection to the ancient and archetypal worlds. And have a depth of understanding for and compassion for all inhabitants on the earth. Wow. And that's really neat. I think the tree represents part of that. And so you love your home, and you always end up returning there. No matter where you go, you always end up returning to the home. And you're incredibly compassionate and nurturing towards others. So that is such a beautiful animal. I love the turtle. Usually carries the home on their back. They're very, very loyal to the people in their home and anybody around their home. You know, they're very responsible about their home. So that's what the turtle really represents. And they're also very, you know, like it says right here, connected to the earth. And so I'm just going to, if any of that relates to you, does that sound anything remote for you?
it does. And I'm going to quickly say that my apartment complex is, you know, single level apartments, and it's surrounded by tall trees.
Tall
trees.
Oh, neat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's probably why, maybe that could be partly why I'm seeing the trees. But I wanted to let you know that the light was in the trees. So I feel like you definitely try to follow the light and keep doing it. Good job, and keep doing that.
Okay. Very quickly, I will have to admit that part of the reason why I was thinking about opening my third eye is because I miss a lot of family, and my boyfriend who passed away a few years ago. And I was hoping that I could be able to somehow connect with them and maybe get some kind of communication from them, and especially my boyfriend.
Right. Oh, bless your heart. Absolutely.
I miss them every day.
There's so much you can do there. I just feel like I'm going to take up this whole time, and I want to pass you over to the ladies. I'm sure they can talk to you about that. There's a lot you can do with that. Remember that you can always just – I'll give you one thing. You can always just talk to him. Just actually talk to him in your mind or even out loud and ask the angels to take you to him, and they will, and he will hear you. So there's a lot of stuff you can do there. You could light white candles. You can say prayers. You can ask them to come into your dreams. My family comes to me in my dreams quite often. Anyway, I'm going to pass you over to Liz or to Peg or to Catherine, and I want to wish you well, and I'm sorry about your loss.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Peg or Catherine, whoever wants to go next, I'll go last.
Okay, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Now. Hi. So this is going to be very interesting to you. I pulled the card from the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck, and I pulled Odin, which is psychic insight. Your third eye is open. See truth for what it is. Follow your intuition. So Odin is, he's powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, and he's associated with the Raven totem. And when this card is pulled, he's helping you to reawaken your natural psychic instincts and open your third eye. So you can look beyond the physical senses and into the spiritual realms. It also helps recognize that it's okay to have insights into what's happening next. After all, we are the creators of our own path. So again, you're being encouraged to look beyond what your physical eyes are showing you. Look within and follow your intuition and psychic visions. You may want to plan ahead at this time. It's important to keep your mind and energy focused on the best possible outcome. And there will be signs and symbols from the light telling you that you are on the right path. So honor your third eye. And so when you first asked the question, I think something about your vibration, and the first thing that I did get was every thought, feeling, action, the things that you think about, the things that you watch, are you meditating, the people that you're with, are you out in nature? Everything, things that you watch on TV, things, music that you listen to, everything plays a part in your higher vibration. And so you want to keep that in mind as you go forward because, operating from a lower vibration isn't going to take you to where you need to go. And it's just daily practices, prayer, power prayer, again, protecting your own energy, your arc field, all those things are important because, toxins are out there, right? Toxic people. So you want to pick your tribe, right? And things that feel right for you. And even if they don't, you want to just be uncomfortable for a little bit until, it becomes a habit. And you'll see your vibration, you'll feel it. And things will start happening, your third eye become more open. But this card tells you right now that it's already open.
Well, that's surprising. I didn't know.
So does that make sense to you?
And it is kind of shocking to me because I didn't know that my third eye was already open.
Well, it's interesting that that's the card that was pulled. So that tells you something. And then I pulled the Gateway of Light activation, and on here, the message is karmic release, healing the lineage and boundaries. And it says in every carnation, we have the blessed to be part of a lineage that helps us live our life and embark on learning experiences. And for hundreds and even thousands of years, those who have walked the earth before us have prayed for a better life. We are an answer to those prayers. Even though they may no longer be on the physical plane, our ancestors are living through our choices and experiences. And none of our ancestors have it perfect, right? After all, they were human too. Some of them made poor choices, mistakes. Some, you know, had intentions that were honorable. Some not. But as far as all these karmic energies, some can hold us back, but the message here is that the card initiates healing on all levels, but particularly on the family line. There may be some ideas and beliefs in your family that you find limiting or negative, but know that they need not be your truth. You have the opportunity to get beyond the challenging energies of your family lineage. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It does? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what I have for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I'm glad to help.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For now, this peg. And
okay.
I have, hi, I have some cards for you. The first card I picked had a big eye on it.
Wow.
It says that I trust that my powerful it says I trust my powerful intentions combined with my faith are enough to allow my vision to become my reality. And so what they're talking about is the intentions that you have, you know, for wanting to allow your vision to be more in the way that you would like it to be. And I think both Jan and Catherine gave you some really good ideas too, but it's, I mean, all of the clairs, because this is a clair, it's clairvoyant, third eye, they all, you know, we have some clairs that are more developed than others, okay? And it takes time, and it might take a little bit of study, like through a class or, you know, just practice through intentions, like doing visual meditations, you know, and just, you know, strengthening that. But I feel like, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I feel like you are seeing through your third eye in some way. And I feel that it's going to become stronger, even more stronger in time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then the other card I had is, and this is like affirmation that you can say too, I choose to be a super attractor. I have unwavering faith in the universe. So it's you know, asking the universe to help you with developing your third eye, and you know, and able to see your loved ones. But I feel that you are already doing that in a lot of ways, and sometimes we just have to. Like through meditation, just to be quiet and just to see what insight we may receive. And then this is all about energy, and it's kind of just what Jan said. The more I attune my energy with appreciation, the more the will deliver. So it's
okay.
You know, it's having that intention, you know, and appreciation of thanking the universe for, you know, showing you what it is that you would like to see. That's a little bit broad, I guess, but I feel like you are also hearing too a little messages now and then, and that's your clear audience. And so just keep asking the universe to help you with the development that you desire for increasing the development of Claire's. So I hope that helps in some way.
Yes, it does. I might not have really paid much attention to, things happening. And sometimes I want to, I kind of question my own mentality.
We all do. I do. Am I that, or did I really hear that? It gets stronger as time goes on, and it's just trusting. I just heard something recently. Trust the first thing you hear or see. It's usually right, instead of questioning it, because we do love to question and doubt, because we weren't really brought up with those types of skills. And now remembering how we can develop those skills. So I don't think it's going to take you too long. And I wish you a lot of luck.
Okay, I appreciate that. And also I have to ask again if all of you could please send healing energy to my cat, and her name is Lucy.
Sure.
For now, it's Liz, and I still have a message for you.
Oh, great. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I got to ask Peg real quick. Peg, are you a spirit junkie?
Spirit junkie? What do you mean?
Because you pulled one of Gabby Bernstein's cards.
Yeah, I did. Yes. Yeah.
That's her program. I'm a big Gabby fan.
Yes. They're new. I'm just getting to know her, and I really like them a lot. Yeah.
Oh, I love her. I've seen her twice in person.
I just heard I saw a video on her on Sounds True the other day. Very good.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she really.
What's her name, Liz?
Gabby Bernstein, Gabrielle Bernstein.
Yeah.
You can find her on Hay House.
Okay.
Yes, Hay House.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. She's great, though. But it's over now. You're a message. I just didn't want to forget that Peg had pulled a spirit junkie card. Usually no one else is a Gabby fan. So I made a note to make sure we sent some healing to Lucy. The third eye, like I said in the beginning, no, it's not. But Jan, pointed out very good things. Make sure you're protected, because that's important. When you open your third eye, you're opening it to everything. So it is important that you make sure that you, you're comfortable with calling your higher power, your angels, all those things, the white light, whatever it is for you, to protect you before you begin to do that kind of work. Because there are not so good things out in the world too. It's always about your intention too. So as long as you're opening your third eye with pure loving intention and no malice, then it's perfectly okay. We actually, when we came here, our third eye was wide open and we were so in tune with it, just like Peg was saying. And it's, I always explain it, it's like a muscle. So as we grew up and got older, we were told to shut it down and not use it and not listen to it, right? Our parents made us do what they wanted us to, I'm telling you, you're going to do this. And so we shut it down. But as soon as you start to work on it, just like any other muscle, the stronger and stronger it gets. So do a little bit every day. Just like the other ladies were saying too, I had made notes here to make sure every day that you're taking time to go outside and ground yourself, even for 5 minutes, you know, go outside. Even if you just stand there and just close your eyes and just take some deep breaths. That's fine. Make sure you're taking time every day to meditate, sit in quiet, sit in silence. And that can just be 5 minutes a day to start. You know, it doesn't have to be a huge amount of time. 5 minutes is good because the idea is you're making a mindful decision to do that and make it a priority every single day. The other thing is find a way to be creative every day, you know, a creative release. And I do a daily card pull every day on my page, and today's card was all about this, about that creative energy. We, a lot of times, the things we like to do, I say the ings, the, you know, making things, building, crafting, painting, sewing, dancing, laughing, whatever it is you love to do to, like, release, to just enjoy yourself where you get lost in doing it. So if it's drawing or painting or writing, you know, a lot of times we only want to do it if we're going to have a whole lot of time that we can complete a whole project. But if we just give ourselves 5 minutes a day, those days don't seem so far apart where we can spend a ton of time doing it. Because, you know, honestly, right, how often do we get to spend a whole day doing the thing that we really love to do? It's not often. So if we make 5 minutes a day to do a little bit of it, we feel much better. So, and if we can't do the thing that we love, something, singing, dancing, anything to move the energy in your body, they are all creative releases. So I pulled three cards out, and the first card was from the Kyle Gray Angel Guide, and it's Cut the Cords. So this I felt really had a lot to do with the third eye question, and it's, you know, where we talked about making sure you're protecting yourself. Make sure your energy is clear before you're doing that. So have you ever done a cord-cutting meditation or done any cord-cutting work?
No. No,
no?
I haven't.
Okay. There's a simple one I could walk you through here on the show if you would like to do, or you can look it up yourself afterwards. It's up to you. Would you like to try one now?
Sure. And that don't mean cord cutting from spirits like my boyfriend or anything, does it?
No. So it's what we're doing. Well, it does, but it doesn't. So cord cutting is, you know, every single person we meet, right, is we get an energetic cord forms between us. You know, someone you pass in the grocery store, it's going to be like a sewing thread, right? That's the cord that's going to connect, not really a whole lot of attachment. Someone like a sibling, you're going to have like a cable line, right, because you spend a lot of time and energy with them. That's how I explain it to people. But the thing of it is that sometimes cords are bad, and we can have unhealthy attachment to people that maybe we don't care for. We had a bad experience, and we continue to have bad thoughts and feelings about them, and we're sending that to them. We're sending it through the energetic cord. Other people can be doing that to us as well, right? And it can be. And it does affect our energy, and we don't always understand that it's happening or why it's happening, and that's from cords. But anyone that may have ever, you know, wished you ill will or, you know, for whatever reason, you don't want that around you when you're doing this work. So you want to, you know, cut those cords and clear your etheric energy is what you're doing. It doesn't detach you from any of the people that you've been around, not at all. It won't cut you off from spirit or any of that. The people that are meant to be there will be there. What it does is it cuts away anything that's not meant for you. Because you don't want that. So DC does this a lot of times with callers on the show. It's a very simple a tool. And what you do is you take, close your eyes and take a couple deep breaths in through your nose and let them out through your mouth. And take another deep breath in and picture this golden light coming down from above you and just cloaking your whole body in this golden field of protective healing light. And then we're going to ask Archangel Michael to come in and assist us. And he's going to raise his sword, and he's going to slice right down in front of you with the sword, cutting away any cords that no longer serve you, removing any energy that is not yours or that's being taken from you that doesn't need to be right now, and release you. I don't know if you felt that for now. I felt a whole tug in my chest of just no longer attached to you. And it's that simple.
Okay.
So this will help to keep your energy clear. And you yourself, each time you want to try to work with your third eye, you know, just like Jan told you, make sure you're, you know, picturing yourself in white light or surrounded by angels or, you know, God, however you, however it is for you, that's what you do. And then the next two cards I pulled for you were from the Energy Spirit Oracle, and I thought it was fascinating what came out. The first one was number 40, Ascended Masters, Devoted Spirits with Specific Intentions. So, you know, there are ascended masters out there that you can call on to help with your intuition. Of course, Jesus and Mother Mary, but there's also Kuan Yin, Isis, but lots and lots of deities that have to do with, even Odin, right? Odin is a male deity. They're all people you can call in to help you. They're there for you anytime. And then the third card I pulled out was number 17, Shamanic Healer, Cleansing Attunement. So I feel really like that's where you're going. I think you have a natural healing ability. Do you work in the nursing field or medical?
No, actually, I'm at home all the time. I'm on disability, just me and my cat, Lucy.
Okay. I feel like you have a lot of healing capabilities, and I think it will start to become more clear to you as you do your third eye work. It's really okay. What I feel. What stuck out to me was the number 17, because 1 + 7 = 8, and 8 is the number of infinity, right? Of endless possibilities and endless, endless everything and endless abundance, endless all things out there. And that's what's going to be available to you as you start down this path and as you work on that third eye. And just like Peg said, trust, right? Our ego always tries to take over and say, no, you can't do that. You can't. That's not right. That's not, you're not listening. But it's not, our ego would like to have power. That's why. Our intuition needs to be our stronger first sense. So we need to continue to work it and trust and just, take the leap every time. What Gabby Bernstein says is if it scares you, do it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something interesting on what you just said. Sometimes I be thinking or imagining myself placing my hand on my cat, Lucy, and healing her. And also, as far as the number 8 goes, I was born on May the 8th.
My godmother's born on May
8th. Oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah. No coincidence. Well, absolutely. You know, as a Reiki healer, that's what we do. We, you know, we heal animals and we put our hands on them and we send them healing, you know. So you're absolutely, you know, obviously Reiki is an attunement, but we all have healing abilities in us innately. We're born with them. Mm-hmm. We're able, you know, you're raising your vibration when you're doing things like that. So you're naturally healing yourself and those around you. So it's absolutely beautiful. Continue to do that. Continue to give Lucy healing. You're doing a wonderful job.
Okay.
All right, Renell?
Okay. And also, can I ask how this one, Renell with a V, like in Virginia. Can I ask one more quick question? My boyfriend, do y'all know if he's around me all of the time or just some of the time?
I think he's with you all the time. He knows that you want him there for comfort.
I was just going to say that, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
And he's there because he knows that you want him to be there. So
great.
Just like Peg told you, talking to him, you know, just like you would, that's inviting them in. Spirit can't necessarily come across unless we invite them. So welcome him and say, you know, I'd love to hear from you today. I'd love a message, but, you know, and look for the sign. Because he'll leave them for you.
Okay.
All right, for now, I just want to tell you one more thing. I was getting really strongly when you were, when Liz was talking to you, also that to check for smells. I kept hearing that you could get some smells from your boyfriend and from others. I don't know if you do already, but I feel like I hear that you already are getting smells. So just, you know, notice that now. Start noticing more of the scents and the smells that may be coming around you. That may,
yeah.
And then also when go into archives and make sure you listen to this whole thing again. There's so much good information in this.
Okay. I sure will.
Yeah. All right, Renell. Give us a call and let us know your progress, okay?
Okay, and thanks for letting me know everything, and I will do everything that all of you suggested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't all rush. Right. Take your time. Slow and steady wins the race, just like the turtle.
One step at a time.
Yeah,
right.
Just take it easy.
All right. Have a great night for now.
Can y'all two and a happy thing? Hey.
Oh, to you too. How nice. Boy, I forgot some of those things.
Absolutely. She's so sweet.
What a great first call, ladies.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready for some more calls? We have a lot of people on here. And Mary's not here to help me to see if we know any numbers. So we're just going to have to keep plugging away. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yep. All ready. All right. Area code 860. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi. Thank you so much. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. My little dog is turning 2 tomorrow, and she's having an issue. It's a crazy issue that they're saying that her little wee-wee is covered by flesh and they want to cut her whole bottom open, give it like a facelift and put it back together. And I have figured out that when they put her on a little bit of female hormone, it all pops out. So I'm wondering if there's any guidance. The doctor's pretty mad at me. I just think it's a horrid surgery. I've looked it up. It's just wretched. They make a horseshoe in their bottom, cut an inch of flesh out, and then stitch them back together, and she's just turning 2 tomorrow. I'm just feeling awful for her.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can get for them.
Hi, Lisa, this is Jan. What
Hi,
color
Jan.
Is she?
All white, very white.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a white dog, and she's kissing you. She just loves you. And she's like, I'm seeing her hugging you and kissing you because she knows how much you care about her. Oh, my goodness. And she was just pure white dog. Yeah, she really appreciates you caring for her so much. She just, oh, my goodness, she appreciates you so much.
Well, she's been really sick.
It's really nice.
I just said to my 88-year-old aunt 2 weeks ago, oh, my gosh, I am making cupcakes. We're having a party. She's doing so well, finally. She's come through so much in 2 years. And this happened, and I'm losing my mind.
And it just happened?
Well, she's been having little issues there, but nobody mentioned anything about needing a massive surgery. We went in to have a urine test, and the next thing we knew, they were sending us out the door with surgery flyers.
Ew.
They sucker punched us. They really sucker punched us. We've had four vets say four different things.
Oh, I was just going to say, have you gotten a second opinion?
Well, four vets in that office, so she's going to a specialist, but not till December 2nd.
Okay, so you'll get a different opinion, because I'm getting you need to get a different opinion. Another opinion is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Make sure you do that before you do any surgery, because you just want to make sure that she really needs the surgery. And if she does, you know, but, I mean, yeah, you really need to find out for sure. She's precious. She's holding on to you like for dear life. You are it. And she's begging. She's almost like saying, please, I feel like she doesn't want to get the surgery. But, I mean, you'll find out if she really needs to from another opinion. You know what I mean? And
she's such a dumb. It's a matter of me cleaning that area well every time she goes potty, and I have no problem with doing that for her to spare her, really. Not at all.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Is the vet going to throw us out of the practice because we're saying no to the surgery so far? I feel like they're going to throw us out of the practice. Very mean. Very mean to us right now. We've been with them a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I feel like you need to just go to another place and get another opinion.
Oh, we're going to a specialist at the hospital next.
Okay.
My other dog had a specialist, I've already put in a call to her.
Okay. That sounds good. But I just want to give you the animal I'm getting to, outside of seeing her. I saw her immediately. She's kissing you. This is a turkey. I'm seeing a turkey.
Well, I'll tell you, she can only eat turkey, and I cook whole turkeys and cry when I have to cook them and apologize to them.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. I know. I always feel bad. I am the same way. I always apologize. In fact, I can barely cook turkeys at all anymore. I don't, but that's what I do. Whenever, you know, Thanksgiving comes around, I always thank them so much for giving us their body to us, you know, and their spirit. Yeah.
Sorry.
But that's what your dog eats is turkey?
She's allergic to the world. She's allergic to humans.
Oh. But she can eat turkey. Okay.
She can have turkey.
Well, here's
a few organic vegetables.
Here's what the turkey is saying then. It says it's important to transcend the focus on your own needs, to consider the greater needs of the whole, which I think you're doing, and such as the family, community, or world. You're about to receive a gift of some sort, material, spiritual, or intellectual. It's a simple gift, and like such as witnessing a beautiful sunset. Anyway, that's kind of neat. That's the first time I've seen that. You do your best with others in helping in need and are willing to sublimate your own desires without playing the martyr in order to do so. You're a very communal person and willing to share anything with people, and you much prefer to be near forest areas, or and you're capable of living in many different environments. That's just what it says that the turkey represents. And but you're very quick and alert and capable when necessary. And that's basically what there's. That's basically the turkey. It's a nice animal. I'm glad to hear that. Hear that.
We have a chest freezer full of the poor little.
Yeah, I know. I know. I always, in fact, I've been telling my husband so much, and I know a lot of people totally disagree with me, but it's just a feeling. For me, personally, it's just a personal thing that it's very hard for me to eat turkeys, or I never eat pigs, ever. And I know people do, and I'm not saying they should not eat them, or I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying for me, I just can't. I can't. It's a very hard time for me eating meat at all. So that's just, I don't know. It's just part. Yeah, and it doesn't mean people shouldn't not eat them or anything, but you know, I'm not saying that to people, but for me, I'm less and less eating animals. And it's probably because I have this, you know, I see animals a lot and I can feel them and they just go straight to my heart so much. So, but I wasn't that way years ago. I've eaten meat, you know, a good part of my life, although I was a vegetarian for a time too. But anyway, on and on. All right. Well, the main message here is from me is to is that your dog is very, very appreciative of you, and that you're going to get this second opinion, and that's what I think will be a deciding factor for you. I don't feel like your dog wants the surgery. I'm feeling that very strongly from her. So
you
won't but anyway,
what would they do? Believe me, nobody would. It's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
The vet is not going to throw us out of the practice, is he?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. But, I mean, you have a right to what you want to do. You have every right to do what you want to do. You know what I mean? So just, you know, do what you feel to do best. But I think the second opinion is going to be a deciding factor for you.
Okay. I'm
so
her
I
voice.
Just want to leave you with that.
Take care. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Am I next?
Uh-huh.
Lise, this is Catherine. And hi. So I pulled Heart Guardian for you. And this is love and let love be loved. So the message here is, welcome with open arms opportunities to give and receive love. The Heart Guardian is an angelic energy that can help you call for protection and guidance with all issues surrounding the heart. This is essentially the angel who helps you in all areas of your life, whether it be yourself or someone else. In this case, very well be your dog. She can enable you to move beyond any limiting fears about trust, discern whom to trust and understand how you can move forward in a balanced way with this person. In this card, she is adored with a sacred heart and draped in a red cloak to show her capacity to let love lead the way. So that is beautiful card in the sense that, you know, the angels are swirling around you is what this extended message is right now, encouraging you to open your heart and reveal the blessings that you have to offer. They want you to know that you are a highly loving being who deserves to give and receive love. If you are finding it challenging to feel this love at this point, it's important for you to give yourself credit where it's due. You can also
You're also encouraged to welcome support from others. Learn to receive. Don't try and do everything on your own. If you're wondering on anything, this card can usher in energies that allow you to forge a powerful connection with yourself, your partner, your animal. Love is in the air. So it's clear that you love your dog. And then the other card that I pulled was Angel Answers. And I basically just asked the question, you know, and I pulled this situation will improve. And your angels want you to know that they are aware that things look difficult right now. However, the situation is going to improve. It may take some time, and there will most likely be some hard work ahead of you, but the effort you put forth will be worth it, and things are going to get better. Now, it is not the time to give up on wounded friendships or ailing relationships. There is still hope for the future. Take heart and continue to work towards a partnership where both parties are fulfilled and happy in the future.
Oh, wonderful.
I hope that does make sense to you. Yes. And then in addition, just, trying not to come from a fear-based energy and just think positively and visualize things working out. Say the affirmation, everything is working out perfectly, you know, for your dog, and is it he or she? She's going to be just fine. So you want to truly think it and believe it and visualize, you know, her being perfect.
Yes, thank you. I've been in too much fear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
And what is your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Lisa. Who is this?
Lisa, this is Peg. And,
hi, Peg.
I got two angels that came up from the Energy Oracle it's the fourth chakra, Archangel Raphael. Who is the angel of healing, love, compassion, and self-acceptance? Raphael extends a beautiful green energy around, surrounded by your gentle waves of pink. This card sees others as well as from yourself. It could also indicate that a much-needed healing from a previous broken heart is taking place. Tender vibrations of Raphael remind you to encourage yourself with the compassionate self-talk you desire. Know that, as you do, the light from your heart center will shine with an irresistible beauty, and the universe will send people in situations that cause you a sense of love and support to grow and grow. And I feel like Archangel Raphael is also helping you to also in some way is asking you to almost like you're with your dog to almost like just imagine feeling the energy on the area where the dog is, where your dog is having issues, and this is something that you can do by just clear intention and vision. I think that it will help in some way, and especially if you have that intention to help your puppy, not to say that you're going to completely heal him, but you may in some way just help with, you know, with calmness for yourself, but also for your puppy too. And I also agree with you. It's really true. And also you might, I don't know if there's any such thing, but I'm wondering if there's like a holistic vet or that may also be able to give you an opinion and maybe another way to deal with the issue.
Okay.
And I think seeing the specialist will be also good too. But as everyone has
started,
it, you know, it's truly a key with everything. So, and then the second card is Angel of Strength. And so this amazing angel brings the news that this is a time of increasing power for you. It's not the time to be passive or submissive, but to speak your truth and take action on your own behalf. And for your puppy, too, I added that. You're capable of taking greater control and directing your own destiny, for the power that comes from within reaches out to the universe and beyond. Inner strength and unlimited resourcefulness flow through you at this time, helping you to create real results. Call upon this wonderful angel and on your own inner strength, resourcefulness to bring you the focus and resolve to do what's necessary in order to make the decisions you need to make. And it also says to make your dreams a reality. So, I feel like the angels are really calling on you to trust in the situation. And you will know exactly what you need to do after you others may know that have a pet or that are experienced with that sort of thing. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you. Pets are harder than
you're
human.
Welcome.
It's easy to make a decision for a human, believe me.
Hi, Lisa. It's Liz. I agree with the lady. I feel like the surgery is not the only option. I do feel like there's something else available, or if anything has to be done at all. That's, I'm not feeling. I agree with you that this is. I was called before. You said so many things. She doesn't need this. You know, you're very attentive. I agree with, you know, any irritation she's experiencing that you can take care of by being, you know, a little bit more attentive to her because you care that much. And I agree with Jan. I feel like she doesn't want it either. So I think you're doing the right thing. Seeing the specialist will bring some light to it. But I agree. I think I would try to find maybe even a Reiki person that does animals in your area. I don't know if you've ever taken her to anyone like that.
She gets it. Would you believe every single week I take her to a holistic vet and she has a Reiki woman there? And she's not really medical intuitive. Yeah. I mean, we should all get so much good care. Trust me.
I
have pet insurance, it enables us.
Yeah. Have you talked to the pet intuitive about this problem, or have you not been there since?
Not. She doesn't know about this. She's going to find out Friday.
Okay. Yeah. I would talk to her.
We're going in there with all hell breaking loose.
Yeah. She's going to have more insight for you, definitely. But this is not necessary.
Oh,
I would wait. I would say, you know, this is not, I feel very much like this is, it's not time for this. I'm not strongly feeling like there'll ever be time for this. And I did pull a card for you. I got card number 42, prosperity, abundance, and success. I have to do with that.
I like that.
You're doing the right thing. Don't second guess yourself. You know, just like any parent, mommy knows best, right? You know in your heart, you know,
I
you have
told
a connection
them that.
With
like,
that mom. Yeah.
You know, doctors have big egos.
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I, on my computer, I swear they're going to flag me for porn on puppy bottoms because I have been on that thing for 3 days. Looking at surgeries, reading stories. Oh, I'm so serious. It's not funny. I think I'm dreaming about puppy bottoms. And it's just like she doesn't even look like they look before. And I'm thinking you people just don't. You're lazy. You don't want to help her. You're just lazy. Send us off.
Yeah. No, you're doing the right thing.
Easier.
You know what's best for her. You know what's best for
okay,
her. And you're making the right decision.
I needed to hear that. So. You guys, I was shaking all day. I mean shaking physically. You all calm me down. You're all such calming presences.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God bless you so much for this. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Thank you, too.
And take care of your little sweetness. She'll be fine. You know what's best for her.
Okay.
You take the best care of her. She'll be okay.
Yeah, people ask me to be my dog, so. Thank you. I'm serious. They do. Strangers come up to me and say, can I be your dog?
I believe it.
Do you let us
know? God bless
you
all. Listen, happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you, too. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. What a sweet thing.
Wow.
Her, and I know she's back to D.C., I believe, quite a bit. And her poor dog, she doesn't need this.
Aww.
She's doing absolutely the right thing. It's terrible that people make her feel like she's not.
I know, and I saw her dog so clearly, just really almost begging her, you know, begging her like, please, I don't want to do this, and, you know, and she's just hugging her mom, and so,
she's had enough. She's had enough for mama.
Yeah.
You were praying on.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah. Dan, you always see the dogs right on.
You
never miss.
They I don't know, for some reason I'm in their vision. I can see them. But I love dogs. I'm so into dogs, and I'm missing my Gypsy so much. And it's like I post her picture almost every day. I think people must get really tired of me, and they must think I'm nuts because I'm always posting these pictures that look like Gypsy. But I just miss her, you know. But anyway.
I'll have to send you a picture.
Much.
I got my 100-pound pit bull Avery. I got her this little onesie, like jammies, that has a tutu on it.
Oh, you did?
And little unicorns all over it. And my son said, she'll hate that. He said, she'll hate that. She's not going to wear it. And it came yesterday in the mail, and I put it on her, and she loved it. She was so excited. She was, like, dancing around, wagging her tail.
Really?
She was so excited. Yeah, I couldn't wait to go outside. I said, she's going to be warm in there. She's going to be so happy.
That's awesome. Wow. That's so neat.
She's something.
And she's 100 pounds?
Oh, yeah, at least. She's probably a little more than 100 pounds. She's huge.
Oh. I love big dogs. That's so cool.
She's a lover. She'd never hurt at a flea. She's just sweetheart. Okay. I think we have time for at least one more caller. I think I told you at the beginning of the show that the way I connected is going to cut us right off at 9. So if we can do two, we'll try two in, but I just want to let our callers know too that that's what we're up against. So are we ready for another caller, lady?
We are.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Area code 828, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
This is Stan in the mountains of North Carolina. How y'all doing?
Hi, Stan.
Stan, how are you? Do you have a question
for us tonight?
Yeah. Oh, I was just calling in for like a update on what y'all might be getting from me. I got my my business is launching. I'm gonna need to move soon to because my son's mother has moved an hour away, and I need to be closer to him. So that's kind of what's going on, and some other things. So I just thought I'd check in and see if y'all have got anything to offer up.
All right. Congratulations, Stan, on getting your business going. Proud of you.
Yeah. All right.
So I'll let Jan go.
Okay. Hey, Stan.
Well, hey, Jan. Boy, you're busy on the... on the Facebook page.
Oh, I know. I always post way too much stuff.
Oh, beautiful.
But
beautiful
thank
graphics.
You. I post a lot of poems and stuff. But, yeah, I get out of hand sometimes.
That's nice. Nice stuff.
Thank you. Well, so I'm seeing a dog for you, too, though. I'm seeing a dog here, too.
Oh, my son has been bugging me about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Does he want a dog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his mom at their house just got two kittens. Because she has some kind of issues with dogs or something.
Yeah.
But he's hoping that he'll get the dog by having one at my house, you know, so... I'm not currently living in a place that allows dogs, even though I could probably manage it, arrange it with the landlord, but I'm looking for another place to live, and putting that on the list of things that are allowed, you know, so I can do that.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, I guess a dog is important then, and maybe that's why it's coming through, because it's saying that you maybe really should have a dog in your life, and they are really faithful, and it says keep your faith strong no matter what. I meant to say loyal is what they are. This says keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life, and remain determined and resolute even if you face anything negative or anything disappointing, but give your loyalty to those you love. That's, you know, that's very much what dogs do, and they are very loyal to love, to your friends and work and community, and you do your best to serve humanity. That's what they represent, and you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people rather than by yourself. And that's what it sounds like you do with your healing practice. And when someone needs something, you're the quickest to respond. So I don't know. I think dogs are incredible, you know, and I'm glad to see that the dog came through to let you know that you should get one.
Are you seeing, and is there a particular kind of dog that you're seeing, or is it just
dog.
Getting a? Oh my goodness!
No, I'm seeing a black dog.
Well, that might be my dog. I had a
really?
Dog when I was a kid, a black lab when I was a kid, and
it is
his
a
name
lab.
Was black.
It is a.
Yeah, he was,
and
his name is Blackie.
No way.
Yeah, he.
Okay.
Well, this was back in the. Late 50s, you know, and my parents got me this puppy, and I had him for a few months, and then our neighborhood, back then, dogs would just run around the neighborhood. You know, they didn't have many rules about keeping dogs in, and the neighborhood passed this ordinance that you had to have your dogs in a fence, and my parents really couldn't afford that. So, my dog, we took him to my grandma's house, where he had 300 acres, you know, to do whatever he wanted. And I saw him every time I went to see him. He was just, you know, he was my dog. But he was something else. He was awesome. And I've felt like I'm going to see him again. You know.
Wow.
I've felt that through different times in my life, and I've told my son about him many times, and Shane wants Blackie, you know. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway,
wow, you're
very
kidding.
This is a nice change of pace topic, you know.
Yeah.
From what we might have talked about before. That's just
right.
I appreciate the loyalty
part
too. I think it'd be good to have somebody to besides my divine to talk to when my son's not here.
Well, it's really nice to have it. That's what they're really nice for, and they are so loyal, and they're just they're a gift from heaven. They really are. They're angels. So I mean, I recommend it, and I did. I have to tell you, honest to God, I really did see a black lab. So that's
okay.
What I saw.
There you go.
So
that's awesome.
Yep. So there it is. So I'm just going to pass you right over to Catherine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, Dan.
Hey.
Hi. So,
hey, Catherine.
I want to say the last time you called, I pulled the same card for you. If you remember,
how do you know that? You remember that?
I got it's called. It's from the Angels and Ancestors, Oracle cards, and it's Direction Guardian. Choose your path. It says connect with your deepest desires, then choose the path that will make your heart and soul sing. The Direction Guardian card represents the Angels of Direction. These amazing angels are the ones who come to us when we are at a crossroads and don't know which way to go, when we are unsure as far as what's right for us or the bigger picture. They can help us know what is best for all involved. And on this card, there is a bull, a lion, and it looks like, let's see, it's a bull, it's a cherub, a bull, a lion, and an eagle. And these four faces show that angels can appear in many guises and guide us in many different directions, but always for the highest good. So your path isn't always set in stone. There are many directions you can take. Again, none of them are wrong. And they are perfect opportunities to grow and to learn, and life is to be enjoyed and savored. So if you know that there's a direction, a decision to be made, and particularly if you are facing or feeling indecisiveness, choose the path you know is going to make you light up, and choose with your heart. So that is the first one.
Catherine, that is really right on with what I was processing today. So,
wonderful.
Awesome.
Wonderful. And I have to read this one. This is from, you have to give me a second with this one. I'm sorry. Because I just pulled it at the last. Hold on. It's a stellar gateway activation here.
Mm.
Here we go. Okay. So this one is infinite potential, and it's a manifestation vortex. So the stellar gateway is the highest of our chakras, and it's above our heads. It's an energetic gateway that connects us with the divine matrix. It governs our connection to the spiritual laws of creation and the quantum field, and it holds our life's potential, as it holds all the intentions that we set before this incarnation and all the intentions we've set during it that supports the ever-unfolding path of our earthly experience. Energetically, this is a portal. It's beyond time and space. That's always good. And when we connect with it, we come into alignment with all the aspects of our soul's journey, including when we were part of the cosmos. This card transports us to a stargate that has a giant pyramid within it. And above the stargate, there are three-dimensional images. This image is a reminder of our potential and of our ancient and starry connections. The pyramid is a symbol of rising power and of how our soul has existed through lifetimes. So the card is there for a reminder that all things are possible and that with the right alignment, we can draw the powers of heaven down to earth in order to create heaven upon earth. How do you like that?
Wow, that was pretty heavy. What is that a particular card? That was a particular card deck you were reading from?
This is from the Gateway of Light Activation. And it's
saying
you're the master of your own manifestation. So this is an extended message. So every one of your thoughts, actions, non-actions, choices is affecting the unfolding of your path.
Right.
So realize that you do have the power, potential and the power within you. And through your focused awareness, you can draw on the support to create the life of your dreams. Know that all the energies you connect with are carried up to the stellar gateway. And if they are aligned, which is, important to think of, if they are aligned with the intentions your soul has right now, opportunities will come your way. It's important to consider connecting with your origins at this time and also tracking down the intentions of your soul. So what is it that you truly do want? Or if you can bring your wishes into place now together with your pre-life intentions, you can live the life that is aligned for your highest good. So everything that you do, has an effect on where you're going, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, what you do, what you don't do, your alignment with your chakras, your heart, soul, your heart with your heart space, I guess, with your soul. It's everything that you do that you want to be in alignment with what it is that you want.
Wow. This is really... I'm glad that I waited a while before I called back in. I think it's been over a month or more, but...
Is there a question that you have?
Well, I wanted to speak to... all that you have shared. Something I did today, I had a pretty long communication with my divine, and I had a list of things here that I wanted to make decisions on. Some of them were small decisions, but a couple of larger ones. And I was invoking or communicating with my divine and asking to be able to have this view from a very high perspective, altitude-wise, that so I could envision what, whatever I do today or decisions I make today are going to, they're going to lead to something in the future. And I wanted to be able to sort of have a way to sort of view that, or at least feel the energy of it while I'm making these decisions about different things. Because some of the decisions, I could go one way or the other. So it's very synchronistic to me that the two things that you have offered up fit in with what I was engaged in today. So I wanted to give you that that feedback to
thank you.
To have you know that what you're sharing is so much in alignment with what has been in my field today. So I appreciate
that's
that.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
You know, one more thing, Stan, I just want to mention is, you know, also you want to keep your, you know, we have what's called just, you know, our arc field. And, you know, you want to try to keep that as clear as you can, because sometimes things get stuck in there. So, for instance, our physical aura, right, represents our physical health, right? Our emotional aura represents, you know, our emotions, and that changes color depending on our mood. Your mental plane, it's you know, that logic, reasoning, thoughts, and those are where you want to, that's what you want to pay attention to, too. You have your astral body. That's your spiritual health and love. You have your, you know, etheric body, which is your psychic abilities, where you can tap into other people's energy. And there's the last one. What's the last one, guys? It's a celestial aura, and that's where your intuition comes in. So you just, and that's where all your creativity comes, a lot of it, high creativity comes in that area too, and enlightenment. So if you, you know, you can just go online and look, you know, to see meditations that you can do to help yourself cleanse those areas as well, because that's going to help you move forward as well.
Good. That's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can people hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
I just wanted to be sure. I was sick again, and I had to come back, and I wasn't sure if I was unmuted or not. And your name is Dan?
Yeah, is this Peg?
Okay.
Who's this?
And so when you first came on, I heard your name and then I got cut off. So I was just wondering what you had initially said.
I said that I've been able to launch my healing practice. It's moving along, and I'm getting ready to move. Because my son's mother moved an hour away, and I want to move closer to where he's going to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was open to whatever y'all might have to offer up around that or anything else that shows up.
Okay. All right. Well, I did have two cards. One was from the Gabby Bernstein deck. So the card that I got was cardinal, and it says the universe is always conspiring to support, guide me, and passionately focused. So I feel like this card is telling you, you know, to, and it sounds like you have some intentions for what you want to do, you know, and so just continue conversation with your guides, your angel power, asking for support, but also, you know, helping you to find exactly what it is that you want, you know, for yourself and for the highest good. And that's the first card, and I think it's a good affirmation, you know, the universe, because it's keeping your intention positive. And then the second card I thought was for Work Your Light,
Campbell. It's called Yes, Life. There's something to change your energy. It is always moving if you resist the ever-changing flow. Your energy will become stagnant and you will fall out of flow with the universe. The universe has a lot of mysterious intelligent force, a natural rhythmic beat which governs all of life. One of the best ways to shift your energy frequency and vibration is to put on some music and dance along with it. When we dance unrestrained, our spirit takes over and with the harmony with the rest of your life. Get unstuck by doing something that shifts your vibration. Restrained and fall to the frequency of life. In doing so, your body to learn how to by your intuition, which is connected with this systemic beat. If dancing isn't your thing, then simply do something that you would not usually do to shift the energy. You cannot solve a problem with the same mind that created it, and you cannot attract a different experience without changing your energy first. It's time to shift things up and to find a way to dance along with the beat of life. So they're, you know, they're asking you to, it sounds like you're doing that. You know, you're having intentions and you're beginning to move towards it, you know, and it's just a matter of asking your angels to guide, to help you with that, especially when you start, you know, to make the plans and to be looking for what you're looking for. And then there's also, they talk a lot about music, and there's frequency music, you know, Ed Hertz frequency. And if you go on YouTube, you can find a lot of different frequencies for, like, relaxation, helping with stress, going forward. And that may just, you know, just listening to music just help you to keep, you know, your intentions that are positive direction. So, I hope that helps. Bye.
That was good. That was good. I was doing that today.
Great. Great. So it's validation. you're in the right direction. You're going the right direction.
Yeah, I was listening to 432 hertz this morning and last night also. So I went to bed.
Great. Well, you're on your way.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Stan, Liz.
Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm not going to beat you up today.
Okay.
I'm very happy for you. I'm very happy you got your healing practice going. You know, I'm sure as you know, this is a modality that travels. It can go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I got a strong
Portable.
Sense. Yeah, I got a strong sense, and well, one of the cards confirmed it, was to take a step back and kind of look, you know, decide your comfort zone of how far you want to be from where your son is, you know, what, you know, whether it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, and do a radius, like do a radius and just kind of check out all of those neighborhoods. I feel you're not overly familiar with the areas surrounding where they are, I feel like.
I went out, let's see, last time I was down there last Friday to explore the area a little bit, just to kind of, you know, it's all new. It's all new.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah, that's what I felt.
Yeah,
and you're doing the right thing. I would, you know, kind of go through and check out different ones, even, you know, Google them and see what they say on there. You know, look for people's, like, real, you know, people review places now on Google, whatever that is. But
you know, you can see what real people are saying about the places. And, you know, I feel like you're going to find something that really clicks with you, that has the vibe you're looking for, and it's going to be this perfect perfect marriage for the change, right? Because the change right now is a little uneasy and unnerving, but if you found a place where you felt very comfortable and welcomed, it wouldn't be so bad. So I feel like really just checking around, you know, every time you go out there, maybe staying in a different place so you can explore it a little bit. I think that's what's really going to help you. It's funny, when Jan was talking about the dog at the beginning of the show, she said, I'm seeing a dog, and I immediately thought black lab, which was so funny when you guys started saying, you know, you had a black lab and all that. And I wanted to tell you, you know, your dog from your childhood staying at your grandparents, our dogs never, ever, dogs never forget a human. They never forget us. My son and I, well, our family, we got a beagle puppy. And I don't know if you've ever had beagles, but beagles need a lot of place to run. And at the time, we were not in a place where we should have, where we could really do that with a beagle. And we loved him, and we, you know, would have kept him forever, but we knew he wasn't very happy. So we actually, friends of ours were hunters, and they lost their beagle, and they were looking for a new one. And I said, listen, I have this great one to rehome. And now we're talking, this is 10 years later, we go to their house. They own a Christmas tree farm, actually. So we go there to get our Christmas tree. And that dog knows us every time we come, every single time.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's so amazing.
Oh,
so
that is so
they
neat.
Never forget us.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to say that your Blackie is going to come back, but he's going to find you. You guys aren't going to even have to look for him. I feel like it's going to be very, very, very organic, and it'll kind of blow your mind. You won't, you know, you're not going to be in a mode where you're ready to be looking for him per se yet, but it won't be a time when you can't take him either. It'll just, it won't be what's on your focus at the time, is what I want to say.
Yeah.
But he's just going to show up, and you're going to know, like, It's going to be so natural and perfect. It's going to blow you away. And you're going to know. You'll know. So I pulled some cards
Aww.
For you. The first two were from the Keepers of the Light deck by Cal Gray. And the first one is Mother Mary, Love and Peace.
Oh,
let go of the need to be right. Choose peace. Mother healing is possible at this time. And this is... I don't think that you necessarily need mother healing, but this is about you kind of embodying those essence, right? As a healer, we have to learn to forgive and ultimately send healing to everyone, right? Regardless of our thoughts or feelings. And so this is really about you just saying, you know what, I'm not going to engage in the negativity. I'm going to just simply send love and light. The other people around you need to be healed, not so much you, but you're just going to push it out there for them and just embody that presence of Mother Mary, which doesn't seem like such a masculine thing, but I think it's more masculine than you. you have compassion and grace as just a good human trait. So, and then the second card I pulled was hope. Love and ascent and acceptance. So love is yours. Recognize your divine worth and choose loving thoughts. So make sure you're always fully embodying who you are, Stan, and loving who you are and not doubting yourself. You are a beautiful individual with a beautiful soul and a beautiful personality, and people see that. Don't listen to the people that don't think that, because really it's a reflection of how they feel about themselves. You need to just stay in your self-acceptance, because that's really what matters. We have to love ourselves fully. What other people think of us is none of our business. And then the last card I got for you was it's from the Angel Guide deck by Kyle Gray, and it's Take a Step Back. And that's where the looking for the new place to live, that's where I was seeing that card come in, and that, you know, finding your radius of how far you want to be, drawing a circle on the map and checking out those places around there. Because I feel like there's a very niche space that you're going to feel very comfortable, and it's going to just be the right place for you, the right balance, the perfect, like, you know, you felt like a square peg in a round hole for a long time. This is going to be the round hole in the round peg spot, and you're going to just love it. You know, it'll be the perfect place to have your son and the dog and all these things. It's just going to be like, you're going to be so happy. You're going to feel just comfortable and in your place. So I'm very excited for you, Stan, because I knew all these good things were coming.
But the Mother Mary energy, we call it that. It has been, I've encountered it or experienced it many, many times since I started waking up. And I have my grandmother, who I never met, because she passed before I showed up. She was very young when she passed. Well, she was 37. Of all my ancestors, for some reason, I can feel her with me all the time, and it's almost, her energy is of another Mary energy. It feels like the same. It's the same. And so whenever, even though her name was Maud, whenever I hear the term Mother Mary, I can't help but feel her coming in, my grandmother.
Absolutely.
And she was beautiful, too.
Yeah.
She's
as beautiful. Soon as you said that, I was immediately picturing Mother Teresa in my mind as you were talking about your grandmother, and I thought, wow, how powerful. I feel she was a very, very, you know, loving, compassionate woman, forgiving, all the, you know, definitely all the Mother Mary attributes. So you're very lucky, and she is with you, because she didn't get to be with you here in the human form. She's been with you all your life.
Yeah.
Very, very beautiful. Oh, that's amazing.
Well, thank you, Liz, for all that you shared.
You're welcome, Stan.
Peg and Catherine, beautiful. And Jan. It's all a nice little package I received tonight. Thank you.
Oh. Well, we're grateful for you following up with us, Stan, and keeping us posted on your journey. You've come so far.
Yeah, well, I'll keep you posted on the house and the dog.
Awesome.
I can feel it coming, and my son is going to be so happy.
He is. Next time he comes over, turn on some music, and both of you dance around crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'll pick him up on Friday, so we're going to party hard again. I get him through Thanksgiving. And anyway, y'all, you know, I try to stay in a place of gratitude most of the time. That usually helps quite a bit in receiving more, you know, so... So anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, Stan. And we love it when you call. Thanks for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your son.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Oh, it was good to hear back from Stan. I was a little rough on him last time he called. I was afraid he might not call back. I felt bad, but I know he's got so much potential, and see, now he's doing it.
I know he is doing it.
He
gave him a beautiful message too.
He's quite amazing. We're going to hear more from him. We're going to see more from him on a bigger scale, I think. So,
yeah,
we'll know about Stan for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why we didn't get cut off, ladies, but we're going to take it. So. But I know that we will not, I'm sure, get through another call. So I have written the numbers down for next week, and we will pick them up first if they call in. And I think that's what we've got for this evening, lady. And we lost Peg again. Poor Peg.
Oh.
And did you see that white dog?
Yes. Yes. That was, oh, my gosh.
That was sent to me, like, hours before the show, and I just went and saw it. I just, like, clicked on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it's a white dog. I don't know
Isn't
why.
Isn't that something?
It was even
That's
sent
amazing.
By the person.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I love
funny.
The synchronicities. They're so magical. It's just amazing.
This is an awesome show tonight.
Yeah, we just have amazing energy here when we're together.
I agree.
It really
is. It really is. It's amazing. It's a tremendous experience in with all of you,
yeah.
including DC and Mary, and everybody
yeah.
is
yeah.
just. I don't know. It's so special. It's just. It's like out of this world. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah. I know. I get off this call and I'm so energized I can't go to bed. I'm like, eh. I have to go do things for a little bit to unwind. I'm like,
Yeah.
I love it.
I just look forward to it so much because it's so sacred to me. I look forward
yeah.
to us so much.
Well, all right, ladies. Well, until next week.
Yes.
Have a great evening, everyone, and we will and have a great week.
Thank you.
And God
you
bless.
Too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Beautiful show.
Bye. Bye.